Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder. It's been a while since we had one of those. This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Before we had video, I would just edit that out, but I don't know how now.
You can probably clip the front of it.
With what?
Don't you have a
thing? No, I don't. I don't have a thing.
All right. Well, I mean, this is...
We're live, pal. We're live now, brother.
We're live, pal.
I'll do it live. This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. That's Robbie Falk. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday morning. I've lost the plot. It's already over. Appreciate you guys tuning in at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We love our listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Molden.
That would be really weird. Molden is an interesting name. Did anybody correct you on your... No, because we got it right.
We got it right, yeah.
Escatapa.
Why are we going back? We had it yesterday. We didn't need to bring it up.
I'm challenging my brain.
Yeah, don't do that. My brain does not want to be challenged. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, and we may have a very special promotion coming up with Strange Brew.
Ooh.
So I'll let you know more details as I get them.
All right.
So, but it's gonna involve our little our friends across the state and all these small communities.
Love it.
So, the Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind. I have to remember, like, what ads am I? I really need to write them down. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're not cooking out, well, let somebody cook for you. Go grab a steak at one of our awesome steakhouses across the state of Mississippi. There's one in nearly every community. And we want you to go vote. Vote for your favorite steakhouse, your favorite burger joint in the state of Mississippi. Just go to the Mississippi Beef Council Facebook page. Just a little quick poll you got to take there, and you're done. You vote for your top place and get them the recognition they deserve. Eat beef this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. The holidays are here, folks. We are, a month and a week, 2 weeks from Christmas? So, like, 40-some-odd days? 43 days from Christmas?
Cannot wait.
You a Christmas guy?
Oh, yeah, I love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
And listen, I love that I'm with you on Thanksgiving. To me, whenever you get over the hump of Thanksgiving...
That's the thing, like...
It's full-bore Christmas.
I can't get full speed into Christmas until I have Thanksgiving.
I think there's a way to... kind of merge the two. Like, you can still have Thanksgiving and it can still be very festive and, you know, a Christmas way. I'm not one of those that's like totally against Christmas, you know, being out front during Thanksgiving. So
just my opinion. I just can't do it. I gotta lock into Thanksgiving, have my turkey, and then I will switch gears. I will flip the switch. It's actually this year because the Egg Bowl's the next day.
Yeah.
So I got to, because Christmas is a festive, happy time of the year, and the Egg Bowl's not going to be.
Thanksgiving, so, that's another thing, is that I always have bad memories with Thanksgiving, because the whole time it's just anxiety filled.
Right.
You have to deal with the rivalry with the people in it.
That's why I love doing the Thanksgiving, the Saturday thing we've been doing the past few years.
Yeah.
It's over.
The Egg Bowl's over.
You just let it go.
Win or lose.
It's over.
Yeah.
And this year, Thanksgiving is going to be like, oh, God, I got to go to Oxford tomorrow. But
Black Friday.
Yeah, it really will be. But we tell you all that to say there's some great holiday ideas at College Corner for the Mississippi State fan in your life. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to grab a great lunch in the city of Starkville, if you're a blue plate person like I am, the best one in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Tremendous selection of meats and veggies. They have great cornbread, and I don't like cornbread, but I'm telling you, their cornbread is good. And then if you're not a Blue Plate guy, they've got burgers and sandwiches. They've got all sorts of great stuff. If you want to grab a great lunch in the city of Starkville, the place to do it is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you. One day Priority One is going to open a new location and not tell me. And so I need, you know, I'm just going to be looking up one day, and then I'm going to get a text like, hey, they have 17 locations now.
Yeah.
Like, you got to keep me up to date on those kind of things. Well, regardless of that, if you are looking for a relationship with a bank that you can't have with those big corporate banks, because they're just going to, you know, give you their 1-800 number and put you on hold, and you know they're not—they don't have—they don't know who you are. You're just a number to those people. It's different in a place like Priority One Bank. It's local. It's a community bank. It still have all of the nuance and the financial power of a big bank, but you get that service that you can't get anywhere else. So give them a call. Talk to some people up there. Look at the website, PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. That whole ad read was just garbage.
Yeah.
It's all me. I got to turn the fan on here, by the way. I forgot to do it.
Man, this is pathetic. This is the person supposed to be in charge of this podcast.
All right.
And can't even keep himself together.
This is how my morning went. I'm getting up off the couch. All right, it's time to go take a walk. Text from Robbie Falk, hey, can we go at 10:30? It was 9:30. It's like, well, I
can't. Do it earlier. Wake up earlier.
I had other stuff to do this morning.
Like what?
I had to help my mom.
You had to play NCAA football?
I did not. No, I had to help my mom move some stuff.
Okay.
And so I got home, and I sat down for a minute. And I was like, all right, let's go take a walk. And that's when you texted me, and I was like, I don't have enough time to go for a walk. And it's just thrown me off. I'm off today.
Yeah.
And I actually am off today. I'm off work today.
Oh, congratulations.
I came in today to do this podcast for the people and for you.
Ooh, I'm sorry for making you do your job today.
I'm off.
You're not off from this. There shouldn't be any days off on this. But we get one day a week during this miserable football season where we can just talk about anything other than football.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to take a day off.
Well, I can't take Wednesdays. I can't take Wednesdays off.
Do you people see what I have to deal with here? This is just,
I mean, I'm just saying,
atrocious.
Oh, God. Just go ahead and mute him. Just another obvious burner account.
What is it now?
So he's a Mississippi State alum that lives in Oxford. Bodybuilder and father of seven. Let's just Google search the picture, shall we? Let's just see what it is. So, all right. What do you got here, buddy?
It's a middle-aged guy, probably, with a blurry picture.
Oh, is this? Yeah, they picked a dead guy.
Oh, boy.
The picture is of a dead guy named Ray Jones Weeks from Mobile. Died May 29th, 2023. And that's the picture that Peter Swanson has picked for his picture.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah.
Are you proud of yourself out there? You picked a dead person to be your profile picture. You're pretending to be a dead person.
There was one guy a couple years ago who picked a guy. Not only was he dead, he had been murdered. Like, whenever I see these burners pop up, I immediately Google the picture. And this guy had picked somebody. And I called him out. I was like, how are you tweeting? You're supposed to be dead.
So, oh, my gosh. It's never ending.
Mississippi State alum, bodybuilder, father of seven, from Oxford. Who all is he following? Is he following you yet?
If not now, soon.
It's coming. He's also following a lot of these other burners down there. So, all right, let's go ahead and get you muted there, boss. Mute and remove this follower. Yep. I hate that remove the follower doesn't permanently remove them.
What does it do?
It just removes them temporarily, but if they notice that
they can go back and follow you again.
Since I assume Peter's a listener.
Peter Swanson.
Peter Swanson, bodybuilder, father of seven. Like, it's just ridiculous, guys. You guys have got to get a life, is the only way I would put it. All right. It's Rumblings Day. Maybe we can find some joy in that, Robbie. I don't know. We scroll down here through all of our questions. We appreciate it. Not a lot of questions today. Not a lot, but that's fine. We'll start off with Kobe. How many games can Mississippi State win, seeing how the first three games went? Assume he means men's basketball. Well, first of all, it's only two games, Kobe. We got the third game is tonight, as we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so difficult to say with basketball, but can they win 20 plus games and just be in the NCAA tournament? Yeah, absolutely they can. The way they're playing, the way they look thus far,
I think that their net's going to be pretty good.
Should be, assuming they take care of their business in the non-conference.
They've kind of figured out a cheat code, some of these things that would normally be home games, but you can make them a neutral site, and it could bump you up.
Yeah.
So that's a smart move by Chris Jans.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Patrick Swindoll, giant of a man.
An absolute giant.
Yes. Do you think Jans will settle on a starting five eventually, or do you think he tinkers with the lineup throughout the season depending on matchups? I think you might see a little bit of tinkering, but by and large, I think by the time you get to conference play, you got to have your starting five.
Yeah.
And if I had to guess what that's going to be,
Nwoku at the five.
Your best case,
at the four.
No, your best case is Cam at the three and Keyshawn at the four.
Yeah, but
then you got some height on the floor. You can get some rebounding. But if you don't, yeah, you can play Cam at the four and Kugel at the three.
And then you're bringing Claudell Harris off the bench.
Right, with Clary and Hubbard. And then, you know, Kugel can rebound, too. It's not like he's a bad rebounder. But if you want some size on the floor, you go Cam at the three. But Cam's not really a traditional three. But he can bring the ball up the floor, too.
It hurts your offensive production. But
You can't shoot as many threes that way.
Yeah. I wonder if he plays Cam a little more off the bench. It worked the other night. I don't know if that was just kind of like a motivation factor or...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what...
I mean, I like him starting games.
Yeah, I like him having him out there. But at the same time, if he's going to get those two quick fouls, it's just useless.
But Patrick gave us rice, correct?
Yeah, he's a rice farmer.
It's really good.
It's outstanding.
But the other day, Becky made some rice, and I was like, this just doesn't... I don't know what's wrong with it. It just doesn't taste the same. I was like, this isn't the package that we've been using, right? And she was like, no, I'm not going to use this other rice anymore. It's not as good.
Yeah.
So, like, that rice is
so what you're saying is Patrick needs to get us more rice.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I love rice.
Well, next time you're down here, Pat, we need some rice.
Some white rice with just, like, some butter and salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. Like, doesn't have to be anything else in it. Just a little butter and salt and pepper.
One of the most underrated sides is rice and gravy.
Yes.
I love rice and gravy.
With a pork chop.
Oh, yeah. Now we talk. Now, see, I'm hungry now.
Mm.
Oh, well.
That's my go-to meal. Like, that's my country meal.
Oh, yeah.
Is a fried pork chop with rice and gravy.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little squash.
And a roll. Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right. From Colton Watson. Brian, do yourself a favor and watch the first three Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Real quick question. Are there more than three?
Yeah. I think there is. Yeah.
There's like four?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know that.
I don't know how many there is now, but yeah, I'm pretty sure there is. And I want to say there's another one coming. Like, they got to the point, like, they're putting, like, Keith Richards, I think, is in them.
Hold on. Are these, like, hold on. I need to know, like, which ones are the real ones.
Oh, they're all the same. They're all in the same thing.
How many is Johnny Depp in?
He's in all of them, I think.
Okay.
How many is it?
Five.
Yeah, he's in them. He's in them. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I haven't seen like the fifth. Yeah. I think I've seen four. I know I've seen the first three.
Okay. Also, Robbie, do yourself a favor and watch Pulp Fiction. You do need to watch that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I just I've had so much to watch. I mean, I don't know if this is like after the writer's strike or what, like what's going on, but everything's coming out right now. And I just finished The Penguin, which is top five best series I've ever seen in my life. It is the writing, the acting, the visuals, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just finished that. I gotta watch the new season of Outer Banks. I'll get to it.
Why doesn't Dan Mullen talk like that anymore? I mean, I don't know. He's working on his TV voice. So I don't know.
I think he was just nervous.
I don't know if nervous is the right, but it's like when somebody's asking you a question like that, it's different than you're just calling a game.
Yeah.
You know?
He is like...
Yeah, because everybody has their little nuances that they do.
Yeah.
When they say, when somebody asks you a question, you're like, eh.
Here's the statement I want to make on Dan Mullen. If Mississippi State ever has somebody like that again,
uh-huh.
Never complain.
Yeah.
Never complain.
Yeah.
do not ever complain about being consistently at 7 or 8 wins and having a year where you're in position to, you know, if it was today's time, Mississippi State would be in position to be in the playoff multiple years under Dan Mullen. I don't want to hear any complaints about him anymore because it obviously was the only thing that's worked for Mississippi State since Jackie Sherrill, and they haven't been able to find it since.
Rate these ideas on a scale of 1 to 10. So I guess 1 is the worst, 10 is the best. Ready? Students sitting in the upper deck can take any seats in the lower level that are unfilled by the under 12-minute timeout. I assume he means at the hump. So, yeah, it's a 10. Absolutely.
I think that should be for anybody.
Yeah. Shouldn't just be, it should be students. If you're sitting in the upper deck after the 12-minute mark, if that seat's still empty, you can go down there.
Yeah. 100%. And here's the thing. If you come in and you have a ticket for that seat, you alert someone, and they tell the person to move.
Yeah.
That, I think that's fair.
It's absolutely fair.
That's not difficult.
If you go down to that seat, you sit there with the knowledge that at any moment somebody could show up like, hey, I was running late. I'm sorry, but you got to get up.
Mississippi State should put that into play.
I agree.
I would say anywhere in the lower bowl, maybe even after – maybe if the under 8.
You can't
go
to the club level.
Maybe like – yeah, yeah. But, maybe like the under 8.
Yeah.
Like you give them half of a half.
Yeah, that's – if you're – at that point, you're not coming to the game.
Yeah, and fill up the lower level, make it at least look good on TV. It makes no sense to me.
I agree. Portable bleachers for NCAA soccer tournament. I mean, they probably do need some extra seating out there.
That's probably going to happen.
Okay, so there you go.
Imagine the demand's going to be very high for that.
Increase general admission seating at Duty Noble Field. They definitely need it, but I wouldn't want to put any money into it. And that would involve like changing the way the stadium is built. So that's like a 4.
What are you going to – like? What would you do?
I don't know.
They're going to have to build stands.
Yeah, they'd have to like build stands in front of the concourse, behind the concourse or something.
Yeah,
because you want to keep the 360 thing, so it's like a 4.
And I just think, you know, I know people were upset about it, but they're filling it up, and I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, betting state men's basketball overs every game, that is a 1. Terrible.
Yeah,
idea.
I would not do that.
You would not do that.
Nope.
Keeping Billy Napier, also a 1.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For on our end, it's great, but. Hiring Todd Golden. So at the time you hired Todd Golden, he was a hot candidate.
That was a good hire.
And his second year, they went to the NCAA tournament.
And I mean, like, you know, the coaching.
Todd Golden is most the problem.
Yeah, the results, the coaching is not all that bad.
The hiring's like a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. CJ Lunsford asks, what do we have to do to get a live bulldog that isn't bully be flown in to be brought out at our game and removed almost immediately?
Is that what they did at LSU?
That's what they did. Yeah, they brought the tiger in. He ran around the stadium and they got him out.
Did you see what the governor said today?
Yes.
Just further pissing off a bunch of Cajuns.
I mean, if he wasn't a Republican, he would lose the next election.
Yeah,
they may try to get another guy in there.
Yeah, they're still going to vote for him.
Yeah,
but
Patrick Swindoll. What is the ceiling and floor for the women's basketball team this season? First off, Patrick, I mean, we did a whole podcast on this. Listen to the product. But secondly,
did we talk about the ceiling and the floor?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So, what is it though? You go ahead.
The ceiling is, you know, hosting NCAA tournament first 2 rounds,
mm-hmm.
being a top 4 seed. That's the ceiling for this team. The floor is missing the NCAA tournament. That's it really is like I don't know yet. I liked what I saw in the first couple of games outside of turnovers, but until you get into SEC play, you just don't know. And SEC is going to be so good this year.
All right. Snave asks, regarding the outrage from MSU wanting the ball first, who wants to see more of this defense than we want to see it right out of the gate?
Is there outrage?
I told you about that in the post game show. These like people were like, "Why do we always get the ball first? It's so dumb."
What does it matter?
Hey, it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Literally, does not matter.
Literally. Will Chandler asks us, "What is the worst traffic offense? Tailgating, left lane cruising, not using your turn signal, double parking?" I'm glad you asked this question. It's an outstanding question. To me, it's left lane cruising.
I got behind someone coming over here that was doing that. going like 30 down Highway 12. That's one of the worst places for that.
It's awful. But it's when you're out on a real highway, when you're out like driving and somebody's just in the left lane, I'm a guy, I'll camp behind them.
Yeah.
They're getting over. I'm not allowing that.
It's really ridiculous. Like, the people that don't have common
So am I
sense.
tailgating there, I guess, technically, but that's what I'm doing.
Double parking, especially when you back into a parking
Yeah,
space,
the
is
worst.
infuriating. When I see somebody back into a parking space and they still didn't park correctly,
Yes.
it is infuriating.
So I'm going to rank these. Left lane cruising, double parking, tailgating, not using. I can get around not using your turn signal.
It just depends. Like,
Yeah.
if you're way
There's so
ahead of
many
me, I
turn
don't
lanes,
care.
and there's so many turn lanes nowadays that if you're in the turn lane, I don't need your turn signal. So,
Right.
all right, there we go. Caleb Goddard. I was at the women's game on Sunday, and I got Robbie's end of third quarter tweet about the same time Jakayla's buzzer beater went through the net. Robbie, are you a psychic or what's going on here?
Just fast.
Yeah.
Fast as lightning.
Yeah.
Quick.
You
Quick to
basically,
the draw.
my guess is you had most of the tweet written out,
I write it out,
and then once you hit the buzzer beater, like
go
you just
change the
change the
score.
score real quick because it
That's
takes
right.
2 seconds.
I usually write it out and then tweet it.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more and we'll go to the break here. It might be a short podcast today.
Think so?
I mean, we just don't have a lot of questions. Willie Dizzle, if you're eating out and you find a hair in your food, are you finished eating it or do you convince yourself it's yours? I'm sending that back.
Yeah, I usually know it's mine. If it, I
So,
can look at it and tell if it's mine or
let me tell you
not.
something I used to do when I worked at the Papa John's. People would call and be like, "Oh, I have a hair in my food." Okay, what kind of hair is it? And if they ever said it was like a long hair, I'd be like, "Well, I'm sorry, but I made your pizza. I cooked it. I cut it. I have short hair, like, and I didn't have a beard at the time, so like, it couldn't possibly be mine.
Yep.
So it must be one of your hairs." And if they ever said it was a blonde hair, I'd be like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you."
We don't have anybody that's
So,
blonde here.
I remember just a sort of thing. Woman said there was a roach in on her pizza. It had been cooked into her pizza. I'm like,
And it was a mushroom.
so I was like, "You bring it back up here. If there's a roach in there, I will give you your money back and a free pizza on your next order." She brought it back up there. I opened the box. I looked at it. I just went, put it in my mouth. It was an olive.
Oh my Lord. Was it an older woman?
Yeah. And like, she hadn't ordered olives. So, I mean, I understand that there's something on
It
your
was a,
pizza.
yeah.
It just had gotten on there, but it was an olive.
Oh my
So,
God.
yeah.
Did you give her money back or?
I remade her pizza just because I had eaten off of it at that point. But I was like, and she had to come back up there. I was like, "I'm not going to, make you go back to the car with this, but just for the next time. We don't have roaches. It's going to be okay."
Oh boy.
All right. We'll do one more here. And then we'll go to the break. Mark Burleson, but this is from his son, Reed Burleson, who's a new listener.
All right, welcome to the party.
Welcome to the family.
Family.
Family. Rank these insurance mascots from best to worst. The Geico Gecko, Jake from State Farm, Flo and Jamie from Progressive, Mayhem from Allstate, the Aflac Duck. I love Mayhem from
Mayhem's
Allstate.
number one.
He is, it makes me laugh every time. Makes me
Yep.
laugh. I was thinking about Borky last weekend when he was like, "I'm your best man who's locked into the football game." I was like, "It's Borky." I'm gonna vote him one. Jake from State Farm has gotten a little played out.
Yeah, kind of
I
done
think
them. Flo and Jamie, I'm kind of over too.
yeah. I
The
like the
football
gecko.
commercial is
They're
annoying.
going back to the caveman
Yes,
on
I
Geico.
love that.
So, and then I think number so I'm gonna go Mayhem, the Duck, the Gecko, Flo and Jamie, Jake from State Farm.
The when they had the caveman and like he was at the airport on the
Yeah.
little thing, the music that they had on that
Yeah.
was always like super catchy to
Yeah.
me. But I wish they did a commercial with the caveman where he's the caveman lawyer from Saturday Night
Yeah,
Live.
yeah, yeah.
I'm just a simple
I'm a simple
caveman.
caveman.
Your ways
They scared.
confuse me.
I don't know how that flying machine went in the air. But what I do know is that my client is in owed any damages. There you go.
Just a simple caveman.
That's good stuff. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs, who want to remind you that they can provide your business with the ability to get the message out there. What's the message? I don't know. What's your business? Pitt Printing and Signs, 30 years of experience of helping businesses like yours bring customers in and keep them coming in. Marketing is everything in your business. That's how you build your brand. You've got to have the best printing company out there. That's Pitt Printing and Signs. Call our friend Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning that you want to do business with Pitt Printing and Signs. If you're a Mississippi State fan, Cam will donate 10% of your sale to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. You can't go wrong with that. Pitt Printing and Signs. When you need printing, call Pitt Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place for the Nope. Two Brothers, Smoked Meats. I will get there eventually. I think I have early onset Alzheimer's. I'll be honest with you.
You think so?
I can't remember anything.
Nah.
Hope not. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you're looking for. And you certainly are going to be looking for it because you like to eat good. If you like to eat good, then Two Brothers is the place to go do that. Go grab a meal at Two Brothers. You won't regret that. Or you can head just right down the street to the older brother for a fancy sandwich. That's right. Sandwiches just a little spun up, just a little gussied up is what that is at the older brother. Two of our favorite places. You can always catch me and Robbie at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and at the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise that to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and that's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
Next year, I'm going to say over 50 years. We're going to stick with 50 for the
time. It's just going to continue.
Yeah. If you're looking for a new copier, printer, if you need computers, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. And then if something goes wrong and you need a replacement, you need a service, it's just a phone call away. And it's the same number. You're talking to the same people who made you the sale. Not a 1-800 number, not a a call center, not a, your call is very important to us. Once again, I don't know why Neil Price works at this call center.
Hi there in Hell State.
What's wrong with your copier? So, Advantage Business System, 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. That's the place in Starkville with the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise. And again, with the holidays coming up, you got to get those gifts. Get them at Maroon & Co. You can get stuff there you can't get anywhere else. Like the Bulldog Initiative line, only available at Maroon & Co. Their website is maroonco.com. Our promo code is Thunder15. You can use it online or you can use it in the store. 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade, before you go to the Hump, before you go to DeNoble, you need to go to Maroon & Co. All right, Gil Manklang is back with us with a famous pick two, leave one. Here we go. Pumpkin, apple, or pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
Ooh.
Is number one for me.
Pumpkin. No.
We got to pick two.
You got to pick two. So which one is out for you?
Pecan and apple, I'm keeping. Pumpkin's okay. Out.
We're on the same page. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't actually like apple pie, but I really don't like pumpkin pie.
Well, apple pie when it's hot. When it's hot, piping hot.
Yeah.
It's good.
Crispy. Ice cream or whipped cream?
Ice cream.
Okay.
Yep.
Coach Carter, Hoosiers, White Men Can't Jump.
Coach Carter and Hoosiers.
I love White Men Can't. As long as it's the old white. I don't want the new one with Jack Harlow in it.
No, I don't want that one. No. But there's no.
Yeah, Hoosiers is the lock, and then it's just between the other two.
Coach Carter's a very good movie.
It is a very good movie. I'm going to go White Men Can't Jump, though. I like that. So I like this. Fine. Puddle of Mud, Linkin Park, Three Doors Down.
Ooh. I like Three Doors Down, but I'm going to have to... I like Puddle of Mud a lot.
I'm keeping the Mississippi Band.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have more songs with Three Doors Down.
Yeah. And Linkin Park is the obvious one. They're staying.
Puddle of Mud, the songs I do like by them, I like more than Three Doors Down, but Three Doors Down's catalog is much longer. Linkin Park's unquestioned.
Linkin Park and Three Doors Down are in. Fork, spoon, and knife. I think we can get rid of the spoon here.
Yeah. Just about anything I can scoop with a fork. Obviously, I can. Yeah.
Just put it in a cup. Drink it. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have a knife at some point, or you're gonna have to use your hands to eat like something like a steak.
You can use scissors.
Like I can't cut a steak with my fork.
Scissors.
Yeah, I could. My spaghetti.
F1, cricket, or rugby? I mean, I'm not into any of these.
I don't care about any of them.
I'll get rid of cricket.
Yeah,
it's too close to baseball.
Yeah, rugby is just a bunch of dudes running into each other at full speed and with
Yeah.
no helmet.
I'm in.
Yeah, I like
Yeah.
that.
An F1, a car going 150 miles an hour. Sure.
Yeah, that's great.
Exciting. Mangum Cafe, how in the world did Brandon Walker sit through there with all that? I mean, he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, when you make a lot of money,
Sometimes it's worth
you
it.
will be
Yeah.
motivated to do a lot of
Yeah.
things.
Do you enjoy living in a world without rain? It rained all day Sunday. Like my drive down to Biloxi and back, it rained the whole time.
Yeah, we just hadn't had a good rain in a while.
What
It's a
would
little
it sound
dry.
like if it started raining right now? What would you want to say to that? Because you looked outside and you're like, oh God, it's raining.
Oh, yeah, we needed that.
There you go.
And the funny thing about that when I did that was I literally said that
Yeah.
before I did that.
Yeah.
When I said it, I was like, you know what? I think that gets said a lot in the South in the summer. Like when it rains, like just a dad walks up to the door and
Yeah.
says, we needed that.
Yeah.
Walks out on the porch, stands there and looks at it. That is quintessential dad of the
I agreed.
South.
Agreed. How much better would Davis Wade Stadium be if the stands ran closer to the sideline? The 50-yard line seats are so far away. There is no stadium in the country, I don't think, where the seats are as far away from the field as they are at
And it makes
Davis
it, you know, the way that it's set up, it's very difficult for State to storm the field
Oh yeah,
if
the
they
fields
ever
aren't
do.
coming over. That's a big drop for them.
Yeah,
So,
it's like it's going to be very difficult for State
yeah.
fans if they ever want to storm the field to do it.
Yeah. Kiva's right. What is your favorite place to get donuts? Well, in Starkville, I got one option. Yeah.
Shipley's.
Like, I don't. I like
I
Shipley's
like
though.
Shipley's a lot.
I like Shipley's a lot.
I mean it's well, and you know, actually there's a place in Nashville that's
Well, there was
right.
that guy with the food truck.
No, that's Cobbler.
Cobbler. Okay,
Yeah.
that's right.
There's a place in Nashville that's gosh, I wish I could remember the name of it. Parliament at Parliament.
Parliament Donuts?
I think that might be right.
What if I had a device?
Yeah. It is really good. Giant donuts with, you know, any kind you can imagine.
Parlor?
Parlor donuts, not
Okay.
Parliament. Parliament is a
Let me tell you.
Parliament is the place we went to in Omaha, wasn't
The Parliament Pub, where
it?
we saw unspeakable things.
Yeah. Poor Chris Bolton got thrown out for wearing a
No, they weren't
jersey.
going to let him in.
They talked him into it. I
No,
couldn't remember.
remember Leah had a T-shirt.
Oh
Remember
yeah,
she
that's
wore the
right.
T-shirt at T. Henry's,
Oh my gosh,
and
we
we're
went from
like, we got a T-shirt,
T. Henry's, which was, you
totally
know,
fine.
I've never seen any place like it,
Yeah,
to Parliament Pub.
which was,
I've never seen things like that.
I just remember Brett Hudson just on the couch going, like, and I was too. This place looks awesome, by the way. These donuts look fantastic.
Is amazing. It's very similar to like a Voodoo Donuts, but I think it's better.
So yeah, I was gonna say that you when I was going to Denver last year, these donuts look fantastic. I gotta stop looking at this.
Whenever Becky and I go,
Yeah,
we stop there on the way out and we get like
I'm
six.
gonna
And
fix them
one
there.
donut is you're good. You're good for the trip. If you eat one donut, you don't need another one till like after lunch. You don't have to eat two.
So when we went to Denver this past
A
year,
lot of
I told
dough.
you I was going to the Voodoo Donuts, and you were like, "Yeah, it's kind of mid.
Well,
It's over."
it's overrated.
I thought it was great.
I mean, the donuts are
I
good. I'm
really
just saying,
enjoyed it.
like that.
The only thing I didn't like
Not
about it
that
is
there's
like
anything super special about it.
it's just to go. So they're like, we had to stand at the counter and eat because
Yeah.
we had an Uber drop us off, and then we walked in. We're like, oh, there's nowhere to sit.
Yeah.
So
This place has tables and stuff.
I gotta have that. Yeah.
Yeah. Next time you're in Nashville, go by the Parlor
I'm gonna check
Donut.
that out for sure. Rogan Fairchild, what age do you think is peak childhood and why? I'm gonna say like 11 and 12, and I'll tell you why. Because once you get to like 13, like you really can't play with toys anymore, right? Yeah, it's when you're gonna like you can't really, you know, if you're a boy, you can't really break out the action figures and all that anymore. At 13, you've probably transitioned more into like video games. So at like 11, you can still play with your toys.
Mine was like sixth grade.
That's it. 11, 12,
That's
yeah.
because you're at the top of your game in elementary,
Game.
and then you get over to junior high and you're a loser,
Yeah.
and everybody makes fun of you, stuffs you in a trash can, puts you in a locker. Didn't happen to me, of course, but in sixth grade, your class runs the like at our school, elementary is on one side of the building, and high school and junior high is on the other side. There's this
right.
big building. The elementary is on the left side. The high school is on the right side.
Yeah.
And so we were our sixth grade classroom was at the edge of the backside of the building. So like it was almost like you come around the corner and you're in a different world, buddy. And yeah. and it totally was a different world. But that sixth grade was like, you know, for me especially, it was the peak of wrestling being big, the Attitude Era. So we were all into that, and nobody made fun of you for it. So we could still have like action figures. We played video games. We went to the movies. We were starting to kiss girls for the first time. Like it was.
Yeah, that's when you really start to notice.
You were really starting to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember like, you know, whenever like two people that were dating or whatever had braces
going together or something. Yeah.
We were like, oh, they're going to kiss to get their braces stuck together. But like that's like when you're starting to figure things out.
Yeah.
And then you get into junior high and it's an absolute disaster.
Yeah, no doubt. Also from Brogan, my wife and I have our 10-year anniversary coming up. We agreed on no presents, but I wanted to surprise her with a little something. Have any suggestions? All right, first of all, I want to tell you this. If you do get her something, you need to not give it to her unless she gives you something.
Yeah.
If she goes the whole day and she didn't buy you a gift, just hold on to that for another day. All right, so what we need to do is not make this gift anniversary specific. It just needs to be a nice gift.
I can't remember what my 10-year anniversary gift was. See, I've always done the gift of like, you know, this year it's iron. This year it's
so you go by that.
Yeah,
okay.
I follow that. You know, this year's wood.
Like, give the gift of rock.
Not, you know what I mean. Trees.
Get the gift of wood, huh?
It was.
Ah. That must have been a fun anniversary.
Literally wood.
Literal wood.
From trees.
From trees.
Yes.
I got you. Anyway, so I would
mind
not
out of the gutter.
I would not get her anything anniversary. Honestly, something like that might just be like, get her like a gift certificate for a massage or a pedicure or something like that. Something that, you know, she can just have whenever. And if you know, if it doesn't, if she doesn't get you anything, don't give it to her. Because then you'll make her feel bad. But if she's like, oh, I couldn't resist, I got you a little something, you're like, well, I'm the same way.
I'm just trying to, I know what I got her. I got her a necklace with a diamond in it.
That's her 75th.
No, like it was just like a little diamond.
Okay.
Like one diamond.
Okay.
And sometimes she would like wear it to sleep. I'm like, you know,
maybe not.
Maybe let's just put it up.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of money on that. I get like t-shirts and polos.
Yeah.
I don't get the big expensive gifts usually.
That's our burden.
Yeah. It's fine. She puts up with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Does a lot of things.
Yeah. Walking Bully asks, State is 7th in the SEC in total offense and 8th in scoring with a true freshman quarterback and in year one, how impressive is that? I mean, it's really impressive when you consider the amount of pressure that offense is under every time it hits the field.
Yeah.
Because they have to score.
Mm-hmm. Some people have suddenly started to talk about this offense like it's just sucks.
Well, they had a bad night against Tennessee, but Tennessee's really good.
Like,
and they ran the ball well. They just couldn't throw it.
I mean, I have not seen what some of these people are saying on the offense for it to be bad. I think that we've seen enough that there's some things you can build around with this offense.
Mm-hmm.
They're running the ball really well. I think we've definitely seen flashes from Michael Van Buren. This is a true freshman
mm-hmm.
quarterback in the SEC. So, you know, I'm not really down on the offense like some people are.
All right. Also, Stone is going to finish at or near the top of the league in tackles. Have we not talked about him enough this season? Well, I mean, what do you want? I mean, I feel like we've talked about him the same amount we talked about Buki and Jet the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just out. Stone is out there a ton. They don't play the backups very much. And
yeah. It is kind of crazy, though, that State's probably going to have three straight years of a guy leading the SEC in tackles,
yeah.
whether it be him or Isaac Smith,
yeah.
and probably going to be Isaac Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But they could have 1 and 2 for the third straight year. That would be pretty much insane.
Yeah.
I, and different positions too. Like now you got a safety in the mix there.
Yeah,
that's about the only good thing that's come from the defense, I guess.
Yeah. Ian Ladner, y'all have covered the defense extensively. Where would this team be if the offensive line was an average SEC offensive line? Bowling?
That's still a lot of points to overcome.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
An average SEC line. I mean, they would have won a couple more games.
They might have
probably
won a couple more. They might have beaten Arizona State.
Arizona State and Toledo, maybe.
Yeah, they probably
they got off to bad starts offensively.
They're 4-5 right now. Or they'd be 4-6 right now. I'll take it.
Yeah. They'd be hitting their what we expect them to be from a results standpoint, right. 5 or 6 wins.
Yeah. It's cold here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. See photo, and there's a photo right there.
Ooh. What?
You just did the ooh. It made me laugh. What is your go-to soup or stew when the weather turns? Well, if you're in New Mexico, you should be having, like, you know, pork green chili stew, right?
And mine is
chili of some sort.
Mine's chili.
Yeah.
Chili.
New Mexico, yeah.
And
chicken noodle.
I love potato soup.
Right. These are all good options.
What's that? The white chili, white chicken chili or something like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay. John asks, would you as a fan lose your mind if you had to play 6 straight 11 a.m. games if you were an Ohio State fan? This is something that these schools have got to address with the networks. And the schools have some power here. Because if you're Ohio State and you're saying, we want to stop playing every game at 11 a.m., well, we can't do that. Okay, we're going to go talk to the SEC.
Yeah, we'll just leave.
Yeah, I mean, they have the power. The same thing. So, like, it has to be Ohio State. Every team in every conference deserves to have at least one night game at home. At least one. And
one thing is, like, the Big Ten, like, their 11 a.m. game is
– that's their big game.
Their big game.
And so I understand why you have Ohio State doing that, but at the same time, you got to think about the fans at some point.
Yeah.
And so me and Richard were talking about this, and because I was talking about LSU getting all-night games and how they whine and moan so much when they get an 11 a.m. game. And it should just be – the conference just tell them, because the ratings are the same, right? There's no real difference ratings-wise with any of these games. Mm-hmm. The LSU fans are going to watch LSU whenever they're on.
Yep.
Everybody gets a night game, a 6 p.m. kick. Everybody gets an 11 a.m. game. And then your other two games are just, they are what they are.
Yep.
All right.
This peanut's been sitting here for several days. It's bothering me.
I'm going to hand it here. I'll throw it away.
Yeah. I don't want it to, it's going to rot.
Is it yours or mine?
It's yours.
Yeah, it's pizza.
It's pizza.
Yeah.
I smell a hint of pepperoni and roach.
There you go. Yes, the 11 a.m. thing. It's just silly. Like, Ohio State, their fans deserve to be able to have one home game where they can tailgate all day and enjoy themselves. It's
yeah, I agree.
Patton Paris, after attending the Georgia-Ole Miss game, brother-in-law is a Georgia student, it really is mind-blowing how different the game days are between the two schools. Is it possible that a fire could be lit when our administration attends the Egg Bowl this year? I mean, if they needed that, I guess. They shouldn't need it, though.
I think they've seen enough. They understand it. Because last year when they went to South Carolina, they wanted to replicate what they were doing. And we've talked about this before, about, you know, the whole lights and all that stuff, the change. The administration has put – I mean, they're not just sitting there saying, no, we're not going to do this. Mm-hmm. They've put forth the effort to upgrade it. They've got the blueprints. They've talked to companies. They've got the bids. They have a plan in place. It's just whether or not they want to pull the trigger right now with revenue sharing. Mm-hmm. I'm of the opinion that they just should bite the bullet. I think they should just do
it.
It's
not going to get cheaper.
Not going to get cheaper. It might, but we don't know when that's going to happen. I mean, at some point it might. We just don't know when it's going to happen.
Democracy, you win.
Prices fluctuate. Yeah. Inflation goes up and down. I mean, the thing is, like, with the prices going up on steel and wood. Again, we'll go with the wood. The prices are going up on materials, and then labor costs go up, and then gas prices go up. I mean, it's just a. It all affects each other, and I think that's where you are right now. But so, to me, I think you just need to go ahead and bite the bullet. And the excuse that I'm hearing from people that don't want to do it, that the state's not playing night games, mm-hmm. is just infuriating. Mm-hmm. That just keeps coming up. at some point you will play at night, and the atmosphere being what it is just doesn't measure up to some of these other places that we're seeing. If you go to a Tennessee or you go to a South Carolina or a Georgia or places like that, and you don't come away feeling impressed, then you're just denying reality. Because that stuff matters. You're trying to get people off the couch to come experience an event. And people go to Tennessee games to see a winning product, sure. They also go because what they're doing there is cool visually. It's a really cool atmosphere. Just sticking with what you have doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if the argument that if Mississippi State wins, all that won't matter – there is a point to that, but at the same time, they're not winning, and you're trying to get people
right.
to come there, and you're trying to recruit, and there's nothing that you're selling right now that, to me, makes people want to come back to Davis-Wade Stadium.
Yeah. 17-year-old me bought tickets to the U2 Pop Mart tour in 1997 and took my parents. Took his parents to a U2 concert. Okay.
Cool.
Rage Against the Machine was the opening act.
Oh, boy.
What concert have you attended that had such contrasting styles of music? I can't say that I got anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, I've got one.
All right, go.
Mississippi State hosted Spring Fling, whatever it was called back in the day, at the Hump. Mm-hmm. And I think I've told this story before, but the concert began with Young Jock.
Okay.
And it was, you know, you go from that to Blues Traveler.
Ooh.
It was quite the difference in genre.
Yeah.
And I sat there for both. I enjoyed both of them. But that's my musical taste. If you pulled up my Spotify right now and looked at my playlist, it's one of the most eclectic playlists out there.
Yeah.
You know, I might go from Young Jock to Elevation Worship. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's quite thrilling. You never know what's coming next. We can go from Gangster's Paradise by Coolio to you know, I don't know, Hillsong United.
I'm doing my Spotify alphabetically.
Yes.
So I'm deep into the S's right now.
You're usually deep in the S's. You know what I mean. You're deep in the S.
Like poop?
Yeah.
Oh.
You stay deep in the S's.
That wasn't your best effort. I gotta be honest.
You're just embarrassed.
Nah.
Yes, you are.
I'm not though.
You're embarrassed.
I'm not.
You don't get the bits. Is what it is.
That's not really a bit.
It is a bit.
It isn't, though.
It's my bit. Making fun of you is the bit.
Making fun of me is fine, but deep in the S's is not something that anybody says.
I can't say the word on here because my mom's listening to this. What do you expect me to do? I'm working with very little. I'm working with very little. I'm working on the fly here.
Well, then just let it go.
No, I don't want to let it go. I want to make fun of you.
You don't have to swing at every pitch.
No, I do. Oh. That's what you do. You throw stuff out there, see what hits.
That's why you're batting 220.
I'm batting better than that.
I don't know.
I'm batting better than that against you.
I don't know.
I'll ask the group message how I'm batting against you.
All those sycophants in there, they all love you.
Because I'm batting over 400 against you.
Every time I say something in there, you're like,
I'm the MVP. I'm the MVP. I'm the MVP of that message.
I don't know about all that.
Moving on. Nobody wants to hear this crap. Move on.
Well, it's your fault.
It's not my fault.
It is.
All right, we're going to go now to Ford Polk.
Ford Polk.
Wait, I'm going to take over.
Go ahead. No,
I'll take over.
It's all you.
No, you go ahead.
Whether it's Ford Polk. Whether his future is at wide receiver for us or not, can Stonka play defense for us these last two games? The kid needs to be on the field, and we wouldn't be any worse on the backside anyway. I mean, I said this a couple weeks ago, I think. I was like, I think he needs to move, and you know there's going to be some struggle with that because he wants to play receiver, but that he clearly has what it takes to play defense in this conference.
Yeah.
So we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, he needs to. I mean, there's no reason for him not to. He's not getting on the field otherwise other than safety, so you might as well try him out. It's not like they're putting a whole lot of talent out there defensively.
No. How much better could this team be next year if we had the bowl practices this year? Not a lot.
I don't even know how many people in this roster will be back next year. Yeah. To be honest with you, I think they're going to have to
move on. We got to move on.
They're going to have a massive overhaul.
Yeah. Rob Montgomery asks, if you had Bob Shoop and the 18 defense with Levy in this offense, what is State's record after 10 games? That defense, State is probably what is State right now? 2-7, 2-8, right? They're probably 7-3.
I mean, they probably beat Georgia.
I think they would beat Georgia. They would have beaten Florida. They would have beaten.
They probably would have lost. They probably still would have lost to Texas.
Yeah.
Would they have lost to Tennessee?
They would have lost to Texas, and they would have lost to Tennessee.
Tennessee would have been like the LSU game in 19 or 18. So whatever.
It's crazy to think that the Arkansas game would have flipped so much, but it would. It absolutely would.
Oh yeah. So 100%. Yeah. No, they would be bowl eligible already.
Yeah. Rob Hadaway, what is a better way to punish both teams after a double penalty than offsetting penalties? I think it should balance itself out. If you have an offside, so it's a 5-yard penalty, but the other penalty is a 15-yarder. Well, you should balance out.
The
offense loses 10.
Yeah, I don't think offsides and a personal foul.
Yeah, should offset. I agree with that. Yes,
there were a ton of offsetting penalties the other day. It was almost like they wouldn't give Tennessee a penalty unless it offset it with Mississippi State.
Yeah,
maybe I was, exaggerating that, but it felt that way.
Yeah. Also from Rob, wouldn't we all enjoy football season more if we got 2 off weeks every year instead of 2 out of 7 years? Why don't they do this? I agree. The second bye week is nice.
It's
every year.
Every 7 years?
It's whenever.
There's 2 out of 7 years?
Yeah, because it depends on the calendar. If the season starts before September 1st, you have 2 bye weeks.
Yeah, I love this.
I'm a big fan.
I need it.
This is a long one here from Rob, but let's go. 7 SEC schools have been fine.
Yeah, screenshot it.
Yeah. 7 SEC schools have been fined for rushing the field since the policy was last revised in 2023. Another 3 in the 4 years before, along with the repeat offenders from the 7. It's been over 20 years since MSU and Georgia have done it. Bama and Florida have never done it, not counting the first years in this. A veto-proof majority of teams are recent offenders of this policy. Who is out there voting to continue increasing the fines, which isn't doing anything to discourage it? Wouldn't it be better to just allow it and normalize being on the field after big wins?
Yes,
it would be better to do that. Yes, 100% yes.
And over time, people get used to doing it, and it's not like, you're out there running into players' faces and stuff like that. Clemson does it every game.
Hunter Johnson, question for Robbie. Thoughts on East Webster versus Humphrey County? I don't know much about Humphrey. Normally, Delta schools aren't very good, but they have a win over Winona. Do you have any insight on Humphrey County?
I think it's Humphrey's, isn't it?
It is Humphrey's County. Doesn't matter. I just read the question.
A lot of their games have been close. I don't really know what to expect in that. I think East Webster's playing really good football right now. They have a lot of speed, more speed than they've had in a long time. I am praying for East Webster, Choctaw County, North State.
Yeah.
That would be really fun. Choctaw County is playing Winona on Friday. That's going to be an interesting game.
Is that
3A? 3A, yeah.
So
3A North.
So where is Knoxby?
Knoxby's South.
Knoxby is South State? Oh, I had no idea. So yep. You're thinking state championship should be Choctaw versus
It should be Knoxby. Choctaw and Knoxby.
That will be a showdown.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be fun if that happens, but there's like this stigma around Choctaw County. Ware was a dynasty in 1A for many years.
Yeah.
Ackerman won a couple of state championships. Yeah. They were really good. They produced some good talent.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Choctaw County has not been able to bring it together and win it. There's just been that, they'll get into a playoff game and have a lapse or, come out kind of like mentally, unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that Dylan Mitchell's kind of changing that for them. They've come out every week since they lost to Park Lane Academy mm-hmm. and just beat people in the ground.
Yeah.
And East Webster honestly has done that most weeks too outside of the Choctaw County game. Mm-hmm. I want to see East Webster and Choctaw County play again.
Yeah.
I want to East Webster when they have gotten out, because Choctaw County, we talk about atmospheres and mm-hmm. stuff. What they've built over there, their stadium,
yeah.
is incredible. And as a high school kid, you go in that atmosphere, it'll mess you up a little bit. You know, see the LED lights, the big screen, all that stuff. East Webster's responded really well from that. I want to see those two teams again. But to answer your question about Humphreys County, I don't think they've played a really, really difficult schedule. But mm-hmm. I think that they're going to be – it's a Delta school. So, I mean, they're going to be athletic. I don't know what to expect. I think East Webster wins, but we'll see.
All right. Jay in Baltimore. Despite not knowing anything about chess, I have recently been watching chess documentaries, movies, YouTube channels, etc. Do you play chess? Is it a sport, a competition, or a game? How many pro chess players in history can you name? I know how to play chess.
I have no clue.
I would not say I play chess. I couldn't tell you the last time I played, but I know how to play it.
I play checkers.
Yeah.
It's like checkers while others are playing chess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is a game. It can also be a competition. I mean, you go into tournaments and stuff. How many pro chess players in history can I name? Bobby Fischer, Garry Kasparov, Anatoly Karpov.
Did you Google this?
No, I know some stuff about chess.
What?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember Boris Spassky. That's who Bobby Fischer beat to be the world champion. The guy who's like the best player in the world right now is named Magnus something. I don't know his last name. You know who's a big chess guy? It's T-Bob.
Really?
Yeah, big chess guy. So
big Lord of the Rings guy too.
He is massive Lord of the Rings guy.
Yeah,
he's locked into that. So yes, I know some chess players. So
nerd.
I know, right? Sheldon Nations, did you know? This isn't really a question so much as he's just telling us something. Did you know America didn't routinely administer anesthesia for babies undergoing surgery until the 1980s? Doctors didn't think they could feel pain yet. How many screaming kids did you need to hear before you figured it out?
Poor
Lord.
Poor kids.
Yeah.
Just cut them open. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. He's bleeding. It's no big deal. AC Griffin, would you consider Hutzler's contract of 1 year, $1 million for 4 years, $1 million a year for 4 years, borderline athletic administrative malpractice? Is it a 4 year deal or a 3 year deal? It's a 3 year deal.
I'm not 100% certain.
Like almost everybody had a 2 year deal, but they gave him three, I think.
Either way, the contract is kind of insane.
I don't have a problem offering $1 million to even an inexperienced guy, but he's got to deliver on that.
I mean, you know, did he say he's not coming unless they give a mil?
Well, in that case, you can probably move on.
You're going to be special teams coordinator and outside linebackers coach?
This next question upsets me, and I've gotten it a bunch of times. Will MSU do what it takes to keep James Armstrong? I mean, why do people just think they're just going to be like, hey, James, blank you, get out. We don't want. Why would they not?
This happens every time somebody has success at Mississippi State. Players or coaches or athletic directors. Like, what are we going to – we got to do whatever it takes to keep them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to tell him to walk.
Yeah, like what do you want?
Yeah, he's.
But I mean, are they going to pay him $5 million a year? Probably not. So,
like what will it take?
I don't know.
I mean, they're not going to be stupid if that's the case.
Zachary Cooey asks, why was Kirby more upset about his player dancing after the game than he was about half his team getting arrested in the offseason? Because reasons. I mean, it's, you know.
Because that was embarrassing for him for people to see that in public.
Yeah.
You know, the other stuff they can just say, we're just handling it internally.
Exactly.
But he had to do something about that.
Yeah.
But that is kind of dumb.
Also, I saw Creed Saturday night in Biloxi. They were phenomenal. They were outstanding.
One of the probably top three concerts.
It was great.
I've been to.
Really good. Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
On a road trip, do you have a preferred brand of gas station? If there's a Buc-ee's, I'll stop at it.
If I'm going to Nashville, I'm going through Alabama.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I will stop at Buc-ee's. I've made so many trips down to the coast in South Mississippi recently. I keep stopping at that Pilot.
Pilot's good. Circle K is good.
The Pilot has a Cinnabon in there. So every time it's just like super temptation.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Circle K is really good.
Circle K. Loves are fine.
Flying J, not bad.
Okay. Quick Trip, not bad.
Pilot is probably one of the most consistent.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
But Buc-ee's,
if I can get to Buc-ee's, I will go. Yeah,
it always looks like it's insane.
Yeah,
But you always have, I always have a parking space up front.
Yeah.
I always have a gas pump, and it's very quick.
Because
like
they have
I just
seven people working the registers and they're just going.
They figured it out, man.
And they pay their people.
It's just like, they have the salaries out there.
They're
in
like
the,
$19 an hour or something.
Yeah, it's just like Chick-fil-A. Like,
yeah, if you pay people, they'll do a good job.
It'll never stop. Yeah. It's gonna be a business
the
forever.
I was like, when you come to work, is it you're just like, oh gosh, it takes forever, or do you just blink and it's the end of your shift? She's like, you just blink and it's the end of your shift.
You're so
She's
busy.
Like, we're so busy, you don't have time to think about it.
That's the case with everything.
I like that.
Yep.
I used to be like that at Papa John's when I was working a night shift. I would come in at 5. I would purposely not look at the clock for hours. And then, so it felt good when you looked. You know, the veto.
I was about to say. So he's like, it's got to
be noon.
It's got to be noon. It's 9:30.
9:30. Yeah. Rob Hathaway. Sorry.
He's been working his fingers to the bone.
Old Johnny Cakes.
How about that?
Yeah, that was funny. That one was funny.
Thank you.
Sorry for the late question from Rob Hathaway, but a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru prompted this. Speaking of Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
Yeah. When the phrase, have a blessed day, is used, which is more proper? The single-syllable blessed or the two-syllable blessed? It's blessed. Have a blessed day. Don't say blessed day.
Is that what they say?
Well, somebody may have just said it to them. I don't know. They don't say that. They say it's my pleasure. But, you should say have a blessed day.
One of them did not say my pleasure one time, and it blew my mind. Like it.
Oh yeah, it screws you up.
Take my food back.
Yeah, like I
can't take it.
Speak to the manager.
Yeah.
Another one for me and Ladner. What does Zach Selman have to do for football in the offseason to give the fan base faith? I will say that he needs to make some sort of announcement of stadium improvements. Even if he's saying like, hey, we're going to start this. It's going to be a couple years. But just announce it. Show me. Do something.
The master plan thing that they've talked about, that probably needs to come out.
Yeah.
They need to go through with the – because of the lighting and speakers thing, it's now to the point where people are just ticked off about it.
Yeah.
Like, it started out like, okay, it was kind of a back and forth, are they needed or not. Well, now it feels like they're just kind of saying, nah, we don't need this, and it's making people angry.
Mm-hmm.
So, like that, and then, I mean – if Jeff Lebby's not willing to do something about the defense, then that's something that you're probably going to have to do.
Got my email from Ole Miss. My credentials have been approved for the
Congratulations.
I was kind of hoping they would deny me.
They're not going to deny you. You're one of them now.
All right, now.
You are.
Oh, you too, huh?
I mean, can you dispute it?
Yes, very easily.
Turning into them.
In what way?
In a lot of ways.
Really?
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it at home.
Oh, at home?
Yep.
Oh, you're embarrassed to talk about it now?
Just get in the car.
Now, don't be like that. Too many other people do that. Too many other people that you don't like do that.
It's hard to dispute these days.
It is not hard to dispute. It is easily disputed.
Picked them to win the national championship.
No. That was emotional insurance.
Went to a game last year, set in the skybox.
I'm just saying.
It all adds up.
I didn't cheer for him.
Starting to wear slacks more often.
I don't wear slacks very often.
You do?
When?
More often than usual.
When?
Wearing your polos. You do it.
They give those to me for free.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. You're just the worst.
I'm just saying.
You work with Steve Wiltfong, all right? That's all I need to say to you.
Consummate professional.
Is he? Rob Chittum asks... Landon Smith, I see your question, but we just answered it. Is a copier an appliance? I mean, I think we agreed that a copier is an appliance.
Office appliance.
Yeah, office appliance. What is the most important appliance in your house? The stove. I got to be able to cook. Or is that
refrigerator.
Make the refrigerator more important?
Yeah, refrigerator, because you got to keep things cold. Otherwise, you're going to put them in, like, handheld coolers.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's the refrigerator.
If appliances could talk... Which one would complain the most about being overworked? In my house, it's the dishwasher.
Is a toilet an appliance?
Yeah, sure. Is the toilet the answer?
That one.
Oh, gosh.
My God, give me a break.
Yeah. Last one. Apparently, we're wrong. This is from Alexandra Watson. Not a question. A computer is an electronic device, not an appliance. By definition, an appliance is generally used for domestic purposes. So a copier, not an appliance. It's electronic.
I mean, I can think of domestic purposes with the computer too.
What if I have a copier that I use at home?
Yeah.
What if it just prints out things that I hand to my wife?
There are.
I don't talk to my wife. I just hand her a copy. It says, make me a sandwich.
I can very easily. Oh my gosh. I could very easily argue domestic use for all of those appliances.
We may need to go deeper on this discussion.
I think it's an appliance.
I think you're right. We'll see. All right, that's all for today. Tomorrow's show, we'll recap basketball. Mississippi State men's and women's played Monday, Tuesday. They play on Wednesday too, right?
Wednesday morning, nice. 11 a.m.
So we will have a recap of that. We'll have to go a little later on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else coming up? No, and then we got our interviews for Friday's show with Coach Lamonis and Coach Ricketts. So that was part of our bye week blitz.
Is there a future Brian tonight, or we'll just talk about it Wednesday with the women?
Yeah, we'll just talk about it on Wednesday. It'll be easier. So, and then we've got I've also got an interview coming up with what's her name? I forgot her name already.
Samantha Ricketts?
No, not Samantha. No, I just said Coach Ricketts. It's an ESPN soccer person.
Oh.
Let's see what her name was. Marion Crowder is going to join us later this week. Talk MSU soccer, the NCAA tournament coming up, and everything going on here in the Starkville Regional, which we didn't mention. Number one seed, and hosting all the way through to the Final Four. So that's really cool for James Armstrong. First game Saturday, 5 p.m. against Southern.
Yes.
Not Southern Miss, Southern.
Southern.
Southern. All right, guys. Have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Because they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo. America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.